We're going over to the UK now to chat with Gareth Mason. He's an actor, singer and dancer who's performed at the Royal Opera House. He's featured on TV shows like The Graham Norton Show and All Star Family Fortunes, and worked with stars from Ricky Tomlinson and Amanda Redman to James Corden and Daniel Radcliffe. Most recently, he's played Mr. Goose in the Disney film Cinderella. He's had roles in the films Christopher Robin, starring Ewan McGregor, and Ready Player One, directed by Steven Spielberg. Welcome to the show, Gareth.
Good morning.
Hi, lovely to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
I've been reading about your career and there's so much to talk about. You're a busy man.
Yeah, it's been quite a busy couple of years anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Going on 14, I think, now, doing it.
So. Gosh. And I understand you left drama school early because you were offered a job at the Royal Opera House. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I left drama school 3 months early. I just went for this audition late in the evening and just had to go for it. I was basically given a table and a chair, and I was told to listen to this piece of music and just dance around and this chair to it and be a bit flamboyant. And I didn't think anything of it, and they called me back straight away there on the spot and said, "You've got the job." And I couldn't quite believe it. So. And then went in straight into rehearsals that Monday. So,
how exciting. And what's it like performing at the Royal Opera House?
It's very intimidating. When we first, because we were in a huge rehearsal room for quite a number of weeks, but as soon as you get onto that stage and the curtain goes up, it's quite breathtaking because it's massive.
Gosh.
The beginning of the opera that we did, there's 270 people on stage. So it's choreographed within it into its life. And if someone moves in the wrong direction, it can mess up the whole beginning.
Yeah.
So it was quite tough, but it was really good fun, really good. It was good to be thrown in the deep end.
Yeah, I bet.
And then
how about your work with Ricky Tomlinson and Amanda Redman? That was Mike Bassett TV, wasn't it?
Yes, that was really good fun. Again, that was my first TV job. I'm a massive fan of Ricky Tomlinson, and on the first day, my first couple of lines were with him. So I fluffed them a few times, and he was just, he's the most down-to-earth person, and he was like, you know, chill out, don't worry, it's absolutely fine. I was like this when I first started, and he taught me through a lot of the process, and also I had to do a Liverpool accent. And sometimes I'd knock on his trailer and say, am I saying this correctly? And he was like, yep, that's great. And then we go on to set and just film. But after a few days, he's like your father. He's brilliant.
How lovely. And you did a bit of work with the Pet Shop Boys as well, didn't you, doing a video?
Yes, I did. That all came about a bit randomly. I played Matt Lucas's body double in it. So... because Matt Lucas and David Walliams were on tour with Little Britain live.
Yeah.
And I don't think they had time to come in rehearse, and they're very good friends with the Pet Shop Boys. So we rehearsed all their dancing, and then I had to have a bald cap on to play Matt. And then we would swap. They came on the set for 2 days, and we'd have to swap between us. So that was good fun. But I've known Matt for quite a long time, even before he was massively famous on Shooting Stars, so
yeah.
But he's a lovely guy as well.
Oh, it's good to know. We like to know that these people are nice, because when they seem so nice, you think, oh, please be a bit nice as you seem.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been lucky to work with some really lovely people. There's some people that you think, oh my God, they're too famous, they're going to be really, you know, diva-ish and whatever, but most of the people are really down to earth.
Someone else who has to be nice, otherwise I'll cry, is James Corden.
Yes.
Go on, tell us.
I was his double, and I played a few parts in One Man, Two Governors. But at the time when we first started rehearsals, he'd just had Max, his first baby. So he was very, very tired. But obviously didn't want to miss the opportunity to do the National Theatre again. But he's really lovely to get on with. We used to have such a laugh in the wings. And when we went on tour, that was a really good time for everyone to bond as well, because you're away from home and you tend to all meet up in the evenings together, which is really good, because when you're in town, you know, everyone goes home to their own family and things like that, but on tour you don't have that. Basically, the people in the cast are your family.
Yeah.
So that was a really good bonding period as well. And then when we went to the Adelphi Theatre in town, we were all buzzing. And yeah, he's lovely, really nice guy.
Oh, good. And one of your great roles that I know had a lot of retweets on Twitter. A lot of people absolutely loved one of your lines, which is very funny, I have to say. Mr. Goose in Cinderella. That looked like such fun.
It was a real eye-opener. I mean, the audition was funny because all I had was the casting director phoned my agent and said, we'd like to see Gareth, but he's playing half goose, half human. And I thought, how do you prepare for that? So I just looked on YouTube looking at what geese do and went into the audition and she said, can you do a pose like a goose? And I thought, oh, God. So I put my bum out and use my wing and my arms to flap. Again, a couple of days later, got the phone call to say that I'd got it. But that one was really challenging because the prosthetics took about 3.5 hours. I had to shave my head for it because I had a false forehead, wigs and everything. So before you even went on set, it would take a good 5-6 hours to get ready.
Gosh.
And then you'd have to film right through the night. But that was good fun because that line was never ever meant to be in the film. I was meant to have one line, I think. But that line, me and Kenneth Branagh just played around with different lines and that one stuck.
So, and tell us the line.
I can't drive, I'm a goose. So, yeah, no. There were loads of different ones like Oh Mummy or we did about 100 takes of just that one landing on the hay, but that one's the one that stuck.
It went mad on Twitter, didn't it, for a while? Everyone was just saying it was their favourite line from the whole film.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
That's fantastic.
Everyone quotes it now whenever they see me.
Great stuff. And more recently, in the last year or so, working with Ewan McGregor in Christopher Robin. What a beautiful film.
I know, I'm looking forward to that. I had to go in a couple of weeks ago just to do some tweaking of it. So I got to see one of the first clips of the scene that I'm in with Ewan McGregor, and the film looks fantastic.
It does. Watch the trailer. I can't wait to see it. It looks so wonderful.
It is, and the way that it's shot and everything, and the era that it's based in, it's just absolutely brilliant. And Ewan McGregor, again, lovely person. You can't go wrong with Disney. So
yeah,
they always put out all the stops and they always tweak it to perfection. So I'm looking forward
stories.
To seeing that.
And and again, Ready Player One, working with Steven Spielberg. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, surely.
Well, it was a bit nerve-wracking because one of the scenes that I had to do, I was in a caravan and I had to pretend to be playing the game and then get stamped on and then stand up and start crying. I'm not sure if most of it's in the film, but in the trailer it was just me and Steven Spielberg. And I was like, oh my God. And then he was directing me and I was going, oh, God, I don't believe I'm in a trailer with Steven Spielberg, because it doesn't get much better than that. I mean, E.T., Jaws, I grew up on all those things. So to be in the presence of him, I really was nervous, really nervous. And just the two of us, because the caravan was so small. So, just being in the same room as him, it was just incredible.
And I bet he's so professional.
He is. They call him the Gov. So we'd rehearsed the scene and then he'd go off for a coffee and whatever and go, okay guys, we're bringing in the Gov, and then he'd come in, see what you've done, tweak it and then just film it straight away. But he's really quick and he knows what he wants.
Yeah.
And he knows how to get it out of people. So, yeah, that was really good.
So, with all the work that you've done then, some shows on stage, as we mentioned, TV work, film, how do you compare all three? Do you have a favourite?
I think now that I've done film, I enjoy film more, and Stage is what I love doing, stage, but I think film, just because it's on such a massive scale, and also it's something that you can share with family and friends all over the world, if you see what I mean. If you're in a certain theatre in the West End, friends from far away can't see, you know, what you're up to and things like that. And it's also a mystery with film, because anything can change in the editing room. Whereas on stage, you've been in the rehearsal room, you know what's going to happen on stage. But film, it's great because in the background, like you can film something 3 years prior, and you just don't know what they're doing with the film. For example, with Cinderella, I had no idea I was going to be in it that much, but then it comes out, it's such a surprise. And like I said, you can share it with your friends all around the world, and it's something that you can keep on DVD forever.
Yeah.
Whereas stage, obviously for copyright, you can't film a stage show. And for example, taking my nephew to go and see Cinderella in the cinema was just an absolute joy, to be sat there with him. So whereas if I was doing a stage show, the contents of the stage show might not have been suitable for him. So it's quite nice to do that, to share with family and friends as
Definitely.
Well.
Definitely. Oh, your family must be so proud.
Well, yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Good. They should be. They should be. So what's next for you then? Have you got anything coming up?
We've got some films in the pipeline, I believe. So watch this space. I don't think I can tell much, but yes, there's some things in the pipeline.
And is it difficult to get work, I guess? Are you just kind of sitting there waiting for your agent to call, or are you constantly going to auditions?
Yeah.
Or
I mean, some weeks it's like going for a job interview. You can have four auditions a week, and they're all very different, which is, it's difficult to prepare, because for example, I'll give you one day, I had three auditions. One in the morning was for a commercial, the second one in the afternoon was for a musical, and the third one was for a film. So they're all very, very different genres. So you're trying to prepare for the first one, then you stop, then you have to warm up your voice for the musical theatre one, and then you have to bring it all back down, because musical theatre, obviously, you've got to be bigger on stage, and then you've got to bring it all back down for film, because it's all close-ups and you're not as loud. So, I'm waiting by the phone for an audition. It can happen at any point. And I've sometimes had a phone call at 10 o'clock saying they want you in at midday.
Gosh.
And sent you over the script, and you're sort of, it's a bit of a panic.
Yeah.
But it's quite good, because your adrenaline does go. Go mental, and you just know you have to just do it and get on with it. So it's, but then some weeks you won't have anything, because, I mean, coming up to Christmas is never, nothing really happening then, because everyone winds down for that period, and likewise some holidays, but it's the in-between sections is where you get a lot of the auditions and castings. So,
well, we hope to see a lot more of you, Gareth. We think you're
hopefully,
fab.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, tell us your website, so if listeners want to check out online all the different things that you've done.
Okay, it's www.garethmason.co.uk.
Perfect. GarethMason.co.uk. Gareth, thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you very much, Hannah. Take care.
Thanks, Gareth. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.